Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the sermon, everybody. It is Sunday. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We'll be talking about all sorts of things today here on Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program, and so if you want to join the conversation tonight, you may dial 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Of course, I am your host. With me tonight,
Nikki
and Richie Rich.
The gang is back together.
Woo! Made it.
It's been a few weeks of
the whole way here.
Some rotating folks. We do that from time to time here on Free Talk Live. So, but it's always nice to have the regular crew in house for an episode. You guys brought in some great show prep, as well as did I, and so we've kind of been talking about, well, we're not going to get to all of it, but I wanted
because
to lead...
Your calls are more important.
Well, that, and I wanted to lead with this bizarre story. This is from NBC News. I'm sorry. Yeah, NBC News.
Fake news.
The headline reads, "Man killed his daughter's boyfriend for selling her into sex trafficking ring, police say."
Hero.
Hero.
So far, right?
What more do we need to know?
The 19-year-old victim was killed last year, police in Spokane, Washington said. The remains were recently discovered in the trunk of a car. So there are some folks out there who, you know, they would like to make sure folks abide by the letter of the law.
That's the problem with the modern-day justice system. Right. If someone tries to sell your daughter into sex slavery and you kill them, like, you shouldn't have to hide the body. That body should, like, be strung up on a pole in the middle of town.
Yeah.
Right. As a warning to all others who would try this behavior that this will not stand and this is the result.
Honestly, I absolutely agree with you. People that are doing stuff like that should be hung in the street and everybody should see it.
Right.
Because that's how we set, you know, boundaries for society, and that's how we set up social expectations.
I would have no problem with that. I don't know that that would be my choice if I were the father in the situation where I would hang the body.
Okay.
I would certainly not discourage publicizing the event.
Right.
I might choose a different method of display. Perhaps, putting it in some sort of a... You remember the Pope Mobile? Where,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They basically have like a bubble surrounding the Pope or whatever. I might hire a driver, drive it around town or something, you know. Maybe put it on tour.
Like a hood ornament?
You know, you could follow it around like the Grateful Dead.
Hood ornaments need to make a comeback, by the way. There's no good hood ornament cars out there.
Yeah, and you know, we haven't had a good beheading in a while.
Okay.
So, this could have been his opportunity.
A Washington state father killed his daughter's 19-year-old boyfriend for selling her into a sex trafficking ring, police said. The boyfriend's remains were discovered in the trunk of an abandoned car on East Everett Avenue in Spokane last month, police said in a press release Monday. Investigators believe the victim was killed in November of 2020. The girl's father, John Eisenman, age 60, was charged with first-degree murder and is being held on a $1 million bond. Attorney information was not listed for him. Police say Eisenman learned in October of 2020 that his juvenile daughter had been sex trafficked in the Seattle area and obtained information, quote-unquote, that her boyfriend was the one responsible, according to the press release. Eisenman was able to rescue his daughter and get her back to Spokane that same month, police said. I mean, this sounds like a movie's going to be made about this, right? Sylvester Stallone's going to be the dad. Action hero.
Because that's basically what Rambo, the last Rambo was.
I'm just glad that she's safe. That was my next question: if she actually got rescued? Because I mean, sex trafficking's
no joke.
Rescue.
That was just in Seattle, right? Like, it could have been done out of the country somewhere else offshore by then.
Yeah, they go quick.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So during that encounter, well, hang on, when the father learned that his daughter's boyfriend was going to be at a location in Airway Heights, Eisenman drove there and waited for the 19-year-old to arrive. During that encounter, Eisenman abducted the victim, tying him up, placed him in the trunk of the vehicle.
I want to say allegedly to all of that.
Okay. Eisenman subsequently assaulted the victim by hitting him in the head with a cinder block and then stabbed him repeatedly, causing his death.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Justified.
Police said after the homicide, Eisenman drove the vehicle to a remote area in North Spokane County and abandoned the car with the body still inside. The car remained in the remote area until last month, when a person drove it to Spokane, the city, and left it on East Everett Avenue. The remains were discovered after people began rummaging through the abandoned vehicle.
I almost think he missed an opportunity to take it down to Portland and leave it in one of the riots. Then no one would care.
Amber Hellman said her boyfriend and a friend were working outside and noticed the car had been left on a street for a while. They were just looking around, and for some reason they decided to look in the trunk, and all I hear is, there's a body, she told NBC affiliate KHQ-TV of Spokane. Authorities said they do not believe the person who moved the car was aware that a body was in the trunk.
That's so believable.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Spokane is eastern Washington.
I've lived there for 6 years.
I jokingly call it the Midwest because, you know, the Seattle area is, you know, where everybody kind of talks about where it's only got really two seasons, rain and then, you know, the other summer and winter.
Yep.
Right. But there's a lot of land, a lot of sort of, you know, gray area, if you will. I don't know what to call it. It's not quite desert. It's like high desert.
Okay.
In western Washington, where not a lot grows. There's shrubs and stuff. There's not a lot of moisture. And there are four seasons, but it's flatland.
Okay.
And there's lots of it. So it'd be real easy to just, like, park a car on, you know, some back 40 somewhere and just kind of leave it. I'm guessing that the father thought that that car would just remain wherever he abandoned it. And
that's possible.
Somebody else. They don't actually tell us anything
He's
more.
He's also not a real criminal, right? So, like, to be thinking like a real criminal, like, where am I going to dispose of the body?
That's true.
Probably doesn't cross a normal man's head when he's, you know, protecting his daughter
avenging his daughter. Yeah.
Protect, rescue, avenge, you know.
It is interesting that it went undiscovered for over a year until somebody moved the, you know, the thing.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot that goes on. Like, if I see a car in the same spot, I don't really pay much attention to it.
But at the same time,
it's not parked illegally. The cops aren't going to look at it too much either.
Like, Dad is 60 years old in this story, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lived a life, right? He's 60.
Sure.
So, do you think he's sitting in jail just like, hey, I don't care, I did the right thing?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Like, there's the dudes that, you know, when the child molester comes to the jail, we're like, kill them. And then went to court and like, yep, totally killed him. Not even good.
Right. Like, can you even be mad at those people?
No,
like,
no. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, in fact, child molesters don't last very long in general population.
No,
and
the COs, so the COs obviously know because they're kind of on the outside and they can kind of get that scoop. And then they're the ones that usually spill the beans to the inmates. Like, hey, by the way, like, this guy, you might want to, you know.
Right. So even if they get prosecuted and in jail, right, and like, well, what are you in for? I killed the guy who sold my daughter into sex slavery.
He's going to be a hero.
Yeah.
So I know there are some laws in some states. I think Texas has what they call the heat of passion law, where if you kill, you know, if you come home and discover, you know, like your wife and, you know, her lover in your bed, you can kill them both.
Nice.
And that's like a forgivable offense. They won't prosecute you for that. But if you kill just one of them, you're going to jail.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Like, not the heat of passion.
Okay. I don't understand, like, the. So, but my question is do jurisdictions allow for this type of a thing?
Well, clearly. I don't know what they are in different jurisdictions.
I think they should. To me, if you're allowed to murder your partner and who they're cheating on you with, but you can't murder this kid that sold your daughter into sex trafficking, you know, I think that's more justifiable than killing your wife for cheating on you.
Are you aware, listeners, of any jurisdiction where this type of a thing is a forgivable offense?
Can we get some legal advice on that crime of passion?
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Three, two, eight, three, 6160 is the magic telephone number if you would like to join us in our conversation here tonight on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I just want to take a second. I saw a couple of things in the chat during the break there. Somebody says, Aria quit? No, she didn't quit. She's just on a different couple of different days now. I'm doing Sundays, and she's doing some other days.
So. You could tell they don't listen every night.
Yeah. If you ever have any questions, just go over to freetalklive.com. You can click on the section that shows you. You can scroll through all the previous shows, or you can go to our SoundCloud page, do the same thing, and you can see who the hosts were on any given night.
Can you filter it so I only listen to Aria shows?
I mean,
that's what I do.
You can. I tend to listen to the digests that Mr. Riley Blake puts together for us, which are the condensed versions. So normally our show, if you listen to it live, it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
He gets it down to around a half hour.
Yeah.
So he kind of gets the, you know, greatest hits, if you will, of any given night's episode. It helps me keep up with the hosts and, you know, what has been talked about and, you know, who's been on. So it's, you know, it's a condensed version for me. I can catch up on a whole week's show in the time that it would take me to listen to one show.
But I mean, if you were really a hardcore Free Talk Live fan, you would listen to all 3 hours,
yeah,
7 days a week, every single day of your life.
A little more difficult to do that when you're a host as well. So
I don't want to be the negative Nancy, but I am not a big fan of the digest format.
Wow, well, the truth comes out.
So you don't have to be. And that's the great thing about Free Talk Live is we provide a multitude of varieties of formats for our listeners. So you want the live show, catch the live show. You can catch it online or on your radio stations.
I'm glad it's there.
Yeah. It comes in handy. I like it.
Sure. But in my opinion, like it, a lot of the times there's a good conversation going and Riley doesn't like it. So you miss half the conversation because he moves on to something else, obviously.
That's an opinion.
It is, and it's mine, and I shared it.
All right. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
Figured it was okay.
Somebody asks, is overall guy some kind of maintenance worker?
No, it's an overkilt.
Is it an overkilt?
Yeah.
Nice. That's even a better answer than I imagined you were going to give.
That's the coolest kilt I've ever seen.
Somebody opined maybe he's a farmer, welder, or engineer. And then Jesus the Cynic says, Captain Kickass needs an OnlyFans page. I beg to differ.
You may, Captain, because here's the thing about OnlyFans. It's not just a sex site. It's just overrun by sex workers.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what else is it for?
Exactly. It's for whatever you want.
Oh.
But it's also open to sex workers where most other sites are not, and so that's where those people gravitate to.
Yeah. It's very inclusive. I like that.
Right. But if you had art that you did, like doodles and pencil drawings, you could totally create an OnlyFans page for your doodly pencil drawings.
Unfortunately, that doesn't make as much money as boobs.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's not gonna.
If you want to make that real money.
Right. So I don't know what Captain Kickass might put his music up on there, right? And then if you want the latest and greatest before he releases it publicly, boom, you go to the Captain Kickass early release OnlyFans page.
Hey, I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans, Captain.
Aw. But will you watch?
Of course I will.
What if it is his boobs?
I'd watch that, too.
So, we were talking in the last segment about this guy and his father who found out his daughter's, his, you know, not 18-year-old daughter, that her boyfriend had sold her into prostitution, sex trafficking, in the Seattle area. And he found out where this guy, this her boyfriend was going to be, who was 19 at the time, kidnapped him and murdered him.
Yep.
Straight up killed him. Something about a knife stabbed multiple times and something about hitting him in the head with a cinder block. Yep. So the dude is dead. He chucked him in the back of a car and abandoned his car somewhere. And it stayed abandoned for a year. And suddenly a year goes by. Somebody moves the car. And, you know.
Who moved the car? Right?
That's a good question.
Like, yeah, like, were there keys?
Right.
Like, how would you move it?
It's probably somebody.
Tow,
you know,
it?
Did he steal the car in the first place and then return it?
This is getting suspicious. And, you know, I have another question. How do they have any evidence that the father did it? Did he admit to it? Like, what? Because it might not be him. I mean, if he straight up admitted to it, then it probably is.
Yeah, this particular article is very, we'll say, assuming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't say allegedly, as you pointed out, you know, as if this guy has been convicted already of doing these things and you know that type of thing.
It was the douchebag prosecutor that's like, "Yep, we got to go get this guy."
It does leave out many facts. The questions that you guys have asked are not covered in this particular article, so I can't answer them for you. But
if you know the answer, what's that phone number, Kevin?
It's 603-283-6160, Richie Rich.
There you go.
If you would like to, you know.
Enlighten us.
Yes, you may call that. But let's move on, because you guys brought in some interesting stuff. I like this one. The Florida Teacher of the Year has been arrested for hitting a pupil who criticized the award.
That headline is just great, right? He goes, "You don't deserve Teacher of the Year," and then smack, right? Proving his point that she did not deserve the award.
Well, I mean,
that's a great point. I didn't even think of it like that.
A Florida educator was busted for child abuse 2 days after being named Teacher of the Year for, this one says allegedly hitting a student who criticized her getting the award, according to police.
I'll tell you, Ms. Vaughn, what you can do with that award.
I mean, it is Florida.
Yeah, so I put no stock into that. I mean,
are you saying it doesn't take much to be Teacher of the Year in Florida? Like, it's such a
I'm just saying that it's Florida. Saying that, like,
it's
Florida.
Weird stuff,
you know,
goes on in Florida, supposedly. But I don't know that there's any more, you know, any higher rate of weirdness in Florida than anywhere else. It's developed this stigma, this, I don't know what you'd call it.
I thought there was just more drugs there, like more meth, more people tweaking.
There's more retirees there, so I chalked it up to like senior moments.
Okay.
You know?
I generally believe that stereotypes exist for a reason, right? And if there is a.
Well, because not everybody wants to listen to the same type of stereo.
Okay. Right?
You got to have Pioneer, you have Iowa, Kenwood.
Kenwood's taking that puck in front.
What's the Baupunked?
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's the old school one.
Dude, that's,
back
what my,
of the day.
That's what my stepbrothers had.
Right?
But anyway, so stereotypes exist for a reason, right? So the reason that there is a Florida man stereotype is because an inordinate amount of stories like that seem to come
Florida
out of Florida.
Man.
Right. And so it's safe to say that there's something in the water down there.
It's kind of got its own infamy.
And it's not always retirees, right? It's just the random weird dude that just happened to grow up in Tampa.
Well, and you have to remember, too, that Florida is part of the larger stereotype known as the South.
Yeah.
Sort of. I don't know if it's technically true.
I lived in the panhandle of Florida, or Southern Alabama, as it's more commonly referred to. So, 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk more about this Florida Teacher of the Year, who then hit a...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
White House officials say they are confident the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private businesses will be upheld after an appeals court temporarily blocked it on Saturday. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy telling ABC's This Week the administration is ready to defend the mandate.
The president and the administration wouldn't have put these requirements in place if they didn't think that they were appropriate and necessary, and the administration is certainly prepared to defend them.
A federal appeals court issuing a temporary stay to the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. Case brought by multiple businesses, including the American Family Association, individuals in several states, including Texas, Utah, and Mississippi. The FBI searched the home of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe on Saturday, about a day after the agency executed a search warrant at homes belonging to Veritas Associates. It was carried out as part of an ongoing investigation. This is USA Radio News. Two lawsuits have been filed after a stampede at the Astroworld Festival in Houston left eight people dead. One suit names rappers Travis Scott and Drake for, quote, inciting the crowd. Concert promoter Live Nation, also named in the suit, filed on behalf of one of the victims. Another victim is suing Scott as well as the organizers.
Scott posting on Twitter that he was, quote, absolutely devastated by what happened and said his prayers are going out to the families and all those who've been impacted by that tragedy. There are unconfirmed reports that the stampede may have begun when people panicked at some suggestion that someone had a syringe in the crowd that they were injecting something into people with.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes from our New England Bureau. Four astronauts from the U.S., France, and Japan will have to wait a little longer after a six-month journey to the International Space Station. High wind off the Florida coast delaying their return until at least Monday. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Way to kill the mood, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know, I like to do that from time to time. Just, you know, throw a question in there. That, you know, and it's been a minute since I've seen you. So,
I know.
You know. But yeah, 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us here on this live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we just sort of teased the headline of this article from the New York Post. Florida Teacher of the Year arrested for hitting a pupil who criticized the award.
Is capital punishment okay in Florida? Like, was this part of her purview? Like, put your hand out, I'm going to smack you with the ruler, and then just went a little overboard.
I liked your points that you guys were like, well, doesn't that just prove she didn't deserve the award in the first place?
It seems pretty clear. He criticizes her for getting the award and immediately gets smacked.
I know any level-headed person would just be like, I mean, not physically abuse the child. You know, maybe right. Get upset, but... I mean,
or go like, well, where's your word for the best student of the year, right? Like she could totally rub it in.
This could have been very easily settled with, you know,
maturity
words. Okay. Any form of words.
Mrs. Melanie, use your words, right? This is the teacher's name, Mrs. Melanie.
Oh, okay.
High school English teacher. High school.
So she should also know her words.
High school even, right? I half expected this to be like seventh grade or something, you know. No. High school English teacher, Caroline.
High school students are ornery.
Caroline Melanie. Now, she has three first names. Caroline Melanie
Red
Lee.
Red flag. Red flag.
Caroline Melanie Lee. So I wonder which, I guess Lee is her.
I should spell Lee, just out of curiosity.
L-E-E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The normal spelling.
Caroline Melanie Lee. All of them are the normal spellings. Caroline Melanie Lee. Age 60. Was proudly hailed for her achievements by the Duval County Public Schools last Wednesday, according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. But she was arrested Friday, accused of hitting a female pupil in the face. And leaving her
right in the face.
Leaving her with a bloody nose, the arrest report said.
Wow.
Lee allegedly demanded the pupil to come to her office after she read a comment thread on the Instagram post that challenged her new award, accusing her of using the N-word in classes.
Oh, wow.
The pupil, who was not identified because she's a juvenile, was too terrified to go to Lee's office, she told investigators. But the teacher stormed into her classroom and demanded she leave with her, the police report said, with surveillance showing the teacher walking ahead at an aggressive pace.
So this wasn't even her teacher then? Like she stormed into the classroom of another teacher?
I don't know that she wasn't her teacher like at all.
Okay.
But she obviously stormed into another classroom where this pupil was. She sent some sort of message like, you need to come to my room. And the pupil was like, I'm not going to her room. She's probably going to hit me.
You have no idea how bad she really is. That award is bogus.
This is about an Instagram post. It sounded at first like they were in the class together and the student was just kind of talking smack and got her, you know, riled up and all heated.
That's how I envisioned it as well.
But instead it was a post, a comment the girl made online that made her angry enough to days later physically assault the student, go out of her way to physically assault the student.
Florida man, what can you do?
I just want to reiterate this because maybe somebody out there is listening who doesn't know, but you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all these social media, they're not real places.
Yeah, that's what Dave Chappelle said.
That's right. They're just, and everybody should know that.
I operate in real life. You guys can have Twitter.
So anyway, the teacher did storm into the classroom, demanded she leave with her surveillance showing the teacher walking ahead at an aggressive pace. Once alone in Lee's classroom, the teacher shut the door and then reached across the table and struck her in the face with the heel of her palm.
Wow.
The girl told investigators. Lee, this is the teacher now, then began repeatedly calling her an effing bitch.
Okay.
As she landed several more strikes.
Talking smack.
On top of her head.
Who's teacher of the year?
And then kicked her in the lower leg.
What?
Call me teacher of the year.
Surveillance footage. Who's a teacher of the year? Who's a teacher? Surveillance footage shows the girl holding her face as she went straight to the school's guidance counselor to report the alleged attack, the report said. They have a picture of this biddy.
She looks crazy.
Old biddy.
She got crazy eyes.
She got crazy eyes.
Why didn't I would hit her back?
Well, yes, but you're also like in high school getting assaulted by a teacher.
No, in high school. Now I actually probably wouldn't. In high school? Oh, really? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, like grade school, I probably wouldn't have. High school, I probably would have.
Yeah.
Post-high school, not so. I mean, that's just me. That was my, you know, sort of aggressive growth period.
Yeah, I think I'm riding that curve, too.
There was in my high school, there was a student who got into an altercation with a teacher. I don't know how physical it got, but the teacher was fired. The student was suspended, but made it back in time for football season because he was, like, the star running back.
Hmm.
Like, really? He like, punched the teacher and you guys let him back in the school? It's like, well, there's more to it than that.
Yeah,
he's a star football player, obviously.
He's good at football.
reason. We were a really good football team at the time, and I'm convinced that was the reason.
Did you also play?
I was the water boy. for a season.
Okay, I guess I call it for that.
Yeah.
You want to call it we? That's fine. Lee admitted to being in the classroom, but denied hitting the girl and could not explain the bloody nose.
She walked into a door, Your Honor.
She did, however, admit using the N-word in classes, but only while reading it in John Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, the arrest warrant said.
I'm okay with that.
The teacher did?
Yeah.
Yeah, so even when I was in either grade school or high school, I'm not sure, was it Huckleberry Finn?
Sure.
Tom Sawyer? Tom Sawyer, I believe, where there's a gratuitous use of the N-word.
Yeah. Right.
And it was, you know, we were reading the whole thing out loud. Like, kids were reading it. We were going from kid to kid to kid. Okay, yeah. You read a chapter, and yep. You read a page, and, you know, so, like, the teacher, like, kind of forced us, kind of, you know, to
just read what's on the page.
Yeah.
So I've been watching way too much of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. As an aside, and the, like, in opening arguments, the defense attorney, like, used that word twice.
Yeah.
In quoting, you know, one of the rioters. And I was like, huh. I don't know if I would have done that as the defense.
Also, and I feel like sometimes, like, it's okay, like, certain words, it's okay to censor it. You know, like, we don't really need to use that word. Like, I'm not opposed to profanity, but some racial slurs, it's like, especially if you're in that instance with the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, it's like, right. You're the this is the opening statement for the defense. Like, maybe, yeah. Like, be, have a little bit better taste.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it should be a personal choice. And then if somebody uses words that, well, you don't like, then that lets you know what kind of a person they are.
But I also listen to rap music, and I also do karaoke. And
yeah,
sometimes they overlap.
A versus ER. I mean, it's a big distinction. Oh, okay. I don't think so. Okay.
Either way, I'm generally okay with the use of that word, like, in context. And if you're reading a classic novel and that word comes up, I think that's on the table. Because you're not directing it at anyone. You're not directing it, you know, at a particular person for, you know, gratuitous reasons. It's just the word on the page that you should be allowed to say.
The high school principal, Tyrus Lyles, wrote to parents on Friday about the, quote, very disappointing arrest of a teacher for child abuse, unquote.
So he's taking the teacher side.
We'll talk a little bit more about this coming up on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. every night of the week. To Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
It's never a good idea to keep much cryptocurrency on your phone. Not only is it too easy to spend, but somebody could hack your device or just outright take it from you. The question of how to safely store cryptocurrency was answered a long time ago, but now BitBox has given an even better answer. It is a hardware wallet that is completely open source, and it doesn't have hardware wallets seem to have. Soon, we'll be giving away three of the latest versions of the BitBox. But if you don't want to wait or take your chances in a giveaway, head over to box.freetalklive.com to purchase one of these hardware wallets and use the code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for a 5% discount. That's box.freetalklive.com.
Are hosts eligible for that giveaway?
Do
I have to put my mom's name?
No.
My mom would love one, actually, now that I think of it.
I do not know. We could ask our producers, you know, here in a little while, if that is the case. But it's certainly open to listeners, for certain.
Okay.
And your mom.
Okay.
My mom listens.
If she, would like to participate. I don't know when the actual giveaway is going to happen or what the stipulations of that are as of yet, but it's coming up. Stay tuned.
Okay.
All right, so we've been talking about this teacher of the year.
Alleged
teacher of the year.
They've got to revoke the award, right?
I mean, you would.
I know. Someone else deserves that award.
Apparently.
Who's the runner up that lost to this chick?
Who's now going to get the award?
Maybe.
Right?
I know. I would like to see a list of the staff that works there. Who are these other teachers that lost to this lady?
Imagine the pretentiousness on her face. Like, see, you could have given it to me, but no, you gave it to the child abuser.
This Miss Lee apparently, reportedly asked this particular. particular pupil to come to her office or to her classroom, and this pupil was like, no, I'm not going to. She's too scared or too scary for me to do so. And so the teacher finally went to her classroom, found her, and, you know, basically yelled at her until she followed her to her classroom, closed the door, and then allegedly began hitting the child in the face.
Open palm strike to the face.
To the tune of a bloody nose. And then kicked her as well, allegedly.
Curb stomped the student.
And so the high school principal, Tyrus Lyles, wrote to family parents on Friday, said he was very disappointed about the arrest of a teacher for child abuse. Even more disappointing, the teacher arrested is our recent Teacher of the Year nominee.
That's so embarrassing.
See, when you read that the first time, I thought it was he was disappointed that the teacher got arrested. Right, like this is perfectly acceptable behavior.
Well, physical discipline, you know, Florida.
The teacher,
Catholic nuns, man, they'd be all over this. We support her.
Yeah, they used to. I mean, you could still find them. There are these wooden paddles that were.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
The headmaster, right? And that was what they did. They struck children on a daily, sometimes hourly basis.
They got their support signs hoisted up on a yardstick.
Yeah. The teacher, this is a quote from the principal, the teacher has been removed from the classroom and will not return pending the judicial and internal procedures, the principal wrote. District Superintendent Dr. Diana Green called the allegation beyond disturbing. What is alleged should never occur ever, especially in a school setting, Green said. I have no tolerance for adults who harm children, especially adults in a position of trust. We will cooperate with all investigations, and pending those results, we will take the actions necessary to stand up for and protect our students.
I wonder if the teachers' union is going to, like, come to her defense, like the police union.
Hmm.
Right? Maybe you should just retire and keep your pension before the trial.
I mean, she was Teacher of the Year, after all.
That's got to count for something.
This lady really hit this little girl and thought that it would turn out well for her. Like, she didn't think that through.
I mean, I'll be the first to admit.
It's high school. She might have been a woman.
I'll be the first to admit that children have a talent for getting on the nerves of adults. Right?
Sure.
This is a thing that has been true since the dawn of man.
I was masterful at this technique.
You know? I was pretty good at it. Really? And did I get hit? Yeah, I got hit a couple of times, sure.
Well deserved.
But
possibly.
I never got a Teacher of the Year to strike me in the That is not a trophy on my mantle of juvenile delinquency.
It's on her personal record and her resume.
This will go down on your permanent record.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you met at the reunion 20 years from now. Weren't you the one that, like, got socked in the face by Mrs. Lee? Yeah, that was me. My life's been all downhill since then.
No, you just follow up. Teacher of the Year, right? That's your only follow-up to that.
If Mrs. Lee is chaperoning that event still.
What year is it now, 2021?
Allegedly.
Haven't we gotten past all of this yet? This is...
What, the violence?
Human behavior?
In
a school, I realize it's a government education indoctrination camp.
And no wonder the teacher thought she could get away with it.
But I don't think that really happens too much nowadays. Physical discipline in the classroom? I mean, maybe in Catholic school, but not in, like, regular public school.
And the other thing is, if you're going to do something like that...
And there are people that
probably
call for more of it.
If you are a teacher and you're going to do something like this... Do it in front of a full classroom.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of witnesses.
Just for shock factor.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, the next time they get some, like, you know, grumpy teacher or something, maybe the kids will think twice about being annoying. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you got to set the tone early.
Yeah.
When the kids come in on the first day, you take the biggest one and you smack them. So the rest know who's actually boss in there.
I mean, in many ways, the school system does mimic the prison system.
No, I totally understand.
So it's only a matter of time until... We're being sarcastic here on Free Talk Live, of course, but it's only a matter of time until these behaviors become the norm.
Well, I really think the norm has gone the opposite direction in a lot of cases, right?
I'm sorry, I have to stop you because now that we've brought up the word norm.
Norm?
Now I picture a classroom full of nothing but Norm from Cheers.
I feel like I'm Norm from Cheers at like the local new mover party, like once a month. Like I have my seat.
Do you have a stool in the corner?
I just sit at the end of the table, and a couple of months ago, there was someone in my seat when I got there, so I sat the opposite, and there was someone like, "You don't ever sit at this end of the table." I'm like, "Yes, because I got here 2 minutes late. There was someone in my seat."
Did you strike them in the face with the palm heel of your hand?
No. I just sat the other
end of the table. So you're telling me that it's not a good idea for an individual to strike somebody in the face with the palm of their hand, palm heel?
I mean, depending on the context matters. In this case, no. In the teacher case, probably not. You know, this new mover party, it's very possible that the person sitting in my chair was armed and would not want to start a physical confrontation.
Yeah. So what I like about New Hampshire, it's a more peaceful place because you just assume everybody's caring.
Yeah, you don't do dumb stuff like this. Yes.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there's a lot of videos online where the norm is the opposite, right? Where the students, because they are emboldened by the lack of discipline that is allowed, right, assault and harass the staff and the teachers, right, in certain school settings. And the teachers are held powerless to do anything about that because doing this gets them in trouble, and it's not worth, like, disciplining the students is not worth risking their job.
Right.
So the students run amok, nothing gets done, they come out dumber, and the teacher still gets paid.
How do you get to a point as a teacher, a 60-year-old teacher, where you're like, yep, this is totally worthwhile?
Well,
this is totally worth risking.
Probably because at one point in her career, it was acceptable. Right, and then
60 though, I don't know, man. Like I'm 49, so
60 means she could have been a teacher for 40 years.
It's only okay, but still, I mean, most of that's been gone, done away with for a long time. Man.
Maybe now that I think about it, I think my grandmother used to be a teacher, like a preschool.
Like if she was 80, maybe yeah. Right.
I'm pretty sure my grandma got fired for spanking a 2-year-old.
I got spanked in first grade, and I'm only 23.
This lady's right. Only like 11 years older than me.
Understood. But how long has she been a teacher, and what was acceptable in the 80s?
None of that. There was, I mean, at least when I went to school, there was no form of physical punishment in my grade schools or high school.
Nope.
Now, I'm a Midwestern kid, so that's just, you know, was it going on in other places? I don't know. I can only speak to my experiences. 603-283-6160. Coming up, at least 8 dead and 300 injured after a mysterious mass casualty incident at a concert. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.